Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today is just a oneer. It's just a Be Love coaching tip, something that I am trying to work on and that I would love to share with you and hope it is an encouragement to you. Today we're going to talk about loving our bodies so our littles can learn to love their own. And I think this has been more in my mind lately because, one, it's summer. And that means swimsuit season and bikini season is here. And the things that maybe I could, I don't know, hide with a sweatshirt or a long sleeve outfit is no longer. We are in the pool. We are out and about. We are in the swimsuits. And I don't know about you, but for me, that can be a vulnerable time. And I think the older that I get, the more it gets more vulnerable because things maybe don't look the way that they did 10 years ago and 10 years before that. And so I want to help us as a former trainer. I saw so many times how women talked about their bodies to themselves, in front of others, whether kids could hear them or others could hear them. And I think when we constantly say something negative about ourselves or we constantly think something negative, it starts to really play in our head and it's what we believe about ourselves. And even though at first it might be really hard to be kind to our bodies and to say, okay, I'm going to love it through the process, not just when it gets to where I want it to be or whatever my goal is, but I'm going to love it through the process. And that is really daunting and really hard, especially if you have come from a past where you grew up in kind of a body shaming, body negativity lifestyle, whether it be maybe a family, origin of family, or just as you were growing up in college and in high school. I mean, people can be mean about bodies, and especially for women, it's something we really struggle with. It's interesting. I have always loved working out and have felt pretty in shape. And I started to look at swimsuits recently. And of course, back in the day, you did not have such a thing. You did not have the thing called an algorithm in Instagram or Facebook. And so I never really, you know, looked at my body and compared myself to others. I mean, sometimes I did, but I didn't do it a lot because I didn't see it a lot. Whereas now, I have to tell you, I've been looking at swimsuits and the algorithm has picked up on that. So when I am looking through Instagram or Facebook or even just looking up things, ads pop up of these beautiful, perfect-bodied, amazingly tan individuals, girls in their beautiful bikinis on my feed. And I am like, wow, I do not look like this anymore. My boobs do not look like that. I have had two children. I am 40. How old am I? 44, 43? One of those, I forget. One of those ages. My body does not look like that anymore. I have some things that are saggy that weren't saggy before. And I've noticed that when I start seeing those people in my feed who are beautiful and should 100% celebrate their beauty, I am starting to feel insecure about my body that really I do a pretty good job of taking care of. And I've noticed that. And so I'm wondering, maybe some of you are struggling with that too, with all of the things that are bombarding us daily of what we should look like and maybe just subtle things. I mean, I don't have anything on my Instagram that's like, take this pill and get skinny. I mean, I don't really have that. It's just these beautiful women that I'm like, oh, I don't look like that. And so I just thought maybe this would be a good reminder for us in the summer that this could be something where we could work on together. So a few years ago, I was being interviewed on a podcast. And at the time, I was a personal fitness trainer, training women out of my garage. It was one of my favorite things. And the interviewer asked me some questions that got me thinking. And she asked, how was I going to help my kiddos have a positive and healthy image about their bodies? And at the time, I had, you know, a 10-year-old boy and a 7-year-old little girl. And they knew that I worked out. They knew I trained. They knew what the word skinny and fat was, not because it was ever uttered in our house, just because they heard it out and about. You know, you have that earlier now. But now my kids are, my son is 14 and my little girl is 11 years old. And it's interesting. I was kind of giggling, thinking back that one day when she was little, she squeezed my belly and said, "Mom, when people get old, do their bellies get like this?" And I kind of had to giggle to myself because she was just young and truthful and didn't know. But those kind of things, you know, can stick with us. And those kind of things can stick with my little girl. Now my little girl sees others in different things. And she, I can tell she's starting to get to the age where she's starting to look at herself and wants to make sure that her body is good and right and beautiful. And truly, it is our job and responsibility as parents, especially as mamas, we want to be able to help our kids with the example that we set, with how we talk to ourselves, help them continue to have a positive body image themselves. So I want to just first of all tell you, for those of you who have children, you might be wondering, what are some of the ways that I can make health and body image positive for my child? And it's a tough one because, like I said, some of you have come from families where negativity permeates from anything body related. Maybe you almost cringe when you hear people talk about getting in shape or staying healthy because it means something completely different to you. Maybe you had a mom that said you need to lose weight or you need to be on this diet, or maybe you saw your family members or older sister look in the mirror and be disgusted with themselves. There's so many cycles that we've seen and sometimes that we need to break and that we need to start living the healthy cycle. So I understand, and I've worked with enough women in this space to know that this can be something really painful and filled with really hard memories. But I also want to tell you that the more we practice and the more we see ourselves as God has created us as this masterpiece, and we start to really think that about ourselves and kind of fake it till we make it and continue to really just bathe ourselves in these thoughts of kindness and in love and generosity and seeing ourselves as a beautiful creation, not because of who we could be or what we could look like, but even in that journey, that will start to change our mind and it'll start to change our heart and we'll start to look maybe differently at ourselves. But our kids also pick up on this. And I want you to know I'm no expert on this. Yes, I used to be a fitness trainer and I've worked with a ton of women. But I hope this is just a way that you can be inspired and start thinking, as maybe you've been thinking like me through this summer season. Maybe it's been a little vulnerable or a little insecure. And so I just want to share a couple things that I learned a while back and that I am re-reminding myself this summer. The first thing that we can do to help our kiddos have a healthy body image, positivity about who they are and just their beautiful bodies, is to be an example. Being an example, I have this phrase, I always say it's more caught than taught. So I could tell my kiddo all day long, hey, you need to love your body. You're so beautiful. God made you so wonderful. Just every single thing about you. But if they heard me say the exact opposite about my own body, that would be very hard for them to believe. And so I think it's so important that we change the narrative of what we think about ourselves. I think we are an example of helping our kiddos be active and know that we don't dread going to the gym or getting sweaty. Yeah, that can be really hard, but they just see us do it. I do love working out, and my little girl sees that, and she knows it's just fun for me, that I enjoy doing that. I enjoy taking hikes and playing outside and, you know, doing step challenges and all those fun things. And it's not because I need to look a certain way, but I remind her it's because I want to play with her. I want to have fun with her. I want to be healthy and whole. It's being an example in the way that we eat, in the way that we talk about ourselves, in the way that we be active. It's just helping them see it. Sometimes we don't even have to say anything. We don't have to say anything. We just do it and they catch on. There's a new narrative that I want to continue to say to myself and remind myself when it comes to being an example. Not because I have to eat this to be skinny or I have to work out so I don't get fat. I think those are the narratives that we've been told, but I want to change the narrative a bit. Discipline isn't easy, but it's an important part of our life and journey. The new narrative that I want to say to myself is taking care of me is just an extension of love for my children. It says, I want to be around you. I want to enjoy you. I want to play with you. I want to be the best me so that I can be the best for you. And so that's a new narrative that I want to take. The second thing that we can do is practice kindness. Don't let our littles hear us say unkind things about ourselves. If it's too mean or negative to say to someone else, don't say it to yourself. I wouldn't say, oh, look at your stomach, or wow, put on a couple LBs, or wow, you don't look great in that bikini. I would never say that to, first of all, my child, but I would never say that to a friend. I mean, that would be horrible. But so many times we look at ourselves and we say it to ourselves. Our girls, our boys might have heard us say our thighs are too big, or we don't like our tummy, or, you know, we don't look a certain way, or we don't like this about ourselves. And of course, at times, I'm sure all of us have done this, but we can also help them change the narrative, and we can change the narrative of what we've said about ourselves. We can always go back. I've had many podcasts where I say, we can always say sorry. We can always say sorry to our kids and say, hey, the way that you've heard me talk about my body in the past is not okay, because I would never want you to talk about your body like that. And I would never want you to talk to someone else about their body like that. It's teaching our sons how to talk about a woman's body, to cherish, to honor it, to stand up to the kind of locker room talk that degrades women to a mere object. Many times the negative words just fly out of our mouth about ourselves. I know they have mine. And we can apologize and try better. Moms, you are beautiful post-baby body, pre-baby body. It's important that we let our kids hear us be kind to ourselves. And I would say, don't just be kind when you look the way you want. Be kind to yourself when you're still in the transformation process. Your littles will pick up on it. Exercise. Number three, exercise is a gift. One of the things that we've always tried to teach our kids is that exercise is not this thing that we have to get on a treadmill and do this many calories or burn this many calories or do this or that, but it's just play. I remember as a young mom with a young little, I remember I loved running with her and playing on the bars and teaching her that it is a gift to be able to move, that we have fun, we swing on bars, we do handstands, we chase, we run, we make up crazy exercises. Moving our bodies is playful. It's joyful. It's like when we were kids and we couldn't wait to get out for recess. It's helping our kids see that exercise is play, that it's fun. Is all exercise fun? No. A lot of times it's discipline. We grind it out because maybe we have goals. Maybe we want to be healthy and whole. But do they also need to see us do hard things. But I'm telling you, it's so fun to see our kids just playful, and that exercise is something that helps me be better. Exercise is something that helps me move my body and helps me clear my mind. And maybe when I've had a hard day, exercise is a true gift to me, and that it can be fun. And it's what I do to honor my days on this earth and honor my days with them. And I want them to always go back to that memory of when Holden and I would race through the agility ladder or skip rope together, or when Sis and I would swing on the bars and do cartwheels in the grass. So when they're 30-year-olds, instead of looking at exercise begrudgingly or resenting it, they see it as an extension of their whole beautiful self. I hope these things help you just to be an encouragement, to know that you are loved, your body is loved, it is made just in an incredible way. And I hope it encourages you to see yourself the way that God sees you, and to talk to yourself the way that God would talk to you, and to speak to your kiddos and their bodies, that they would see you be an example, and that they would look up to you because they say, she loves her body, so I'm gonna love mine. Thank you so much for being with me today on this podcast, and let me be vulnerable with you. I hope it encouraged you. Thank you so much for being loved in your community and doing good. We'll see you next week. Don't want anything but love.